الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم أيها الطلاب الكرام. الله bless you and increase you and good and grant you a proper and firm understanding of his religion and make you upright upon his straight path by his grace and his mercy. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We began reading this morning al-asl al-awwal, the first principle, min al-usul al-thalatha, from the three fundamental principles. The author, he begins, rahimahullahu ta'ala, by asking a question. فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ مَا الْأُصُولُ الثَّلَاثَةُ أَلَّتِي يَجِبُ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ مَعْرِفَتُهَا. So if it was said to you, what are the three fundamentals that is an obligation for a person to know? فَقُلْ مَعْرِفَةُ الْعَبْدِ رَبَّهُ وَدِينَهُ وَنَبِيَّهُ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Then you should respond and say, that is, that a person will know his Lord and his religion and his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These are the three great fundamental principles, the great obligations upon all of us to learn and to know and to understand and to believe in them, and to uphold the rights of that which they require and necessitate, and live by way of this and upon this guidance. And upon this guidance, there is a test and a trial with regards to this likewise. So if it's said to you, what are the three fundamental principles which is an obligation for a person to know? Then you should respond and say that a person, they must know their Lord, and they must know their deen, their religion and way of life, and they must know their prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They must have knowledge of these affairs. This is the head of the affair, Ra'su al-Amr al-Islam. This is the foundation and fundamental of al-Islam, to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to know the religion and the deen and the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proper law and legislation, the commandments and the prohibitions, and the affairs that are recommended and good, and those that are disliked and not good, and the things that are lawful and permissible, so that a person can traverse upon insight and goodness in this life and be safe from harm by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his laws and legal ways, because it's by way of knowing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we will know Allah. And by way of knowing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will know the path that leads to Allah, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the one who was selected and chosen to be given revelation and guidance from Allah to clarify these affairs. So it's incumbent to learn about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and what he was upon. And from here we learn about the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the greatest thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was upon, and establishing the deen of Allah and the sacred rights of Islam. This is the greatest thing that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was upon. So here the author, he begins the intent from the work, which is these three fundamental principles, which is these three fundamental principles. And it's very beautiful how he's teaching now in the manner of question and answer. And it's very suitable if we ponder and reflect, because in reality, these three principles here, they're actually questions that a person must learn and know the answer to, and will be tried with regards to that in the grave. So in the grave, a person, it will be said to him, Rabbuk, and وَمَا دِينُكْ وَمَنْ نَبِيُّكْ. Who is your Lord? What is your religion and way of life? And who is your prophet that you took as a role model? Absolutely. So therefore, it's incumbent to learn these affairs, and to believe in them, and to live by way of them in this life, so that in the hereafter, in the grave, a person will be successful and able to answer those questions properly by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And to author a work based upon these principles is of as utmost importance and of great benefit, alhamdulillah. And then to make them in the manner like this as a question and answer, also this is very beneficial for more than one aspect. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach like this sometimes. He would ask questions and then he would respond sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So asking questions in order to teach and to cultivate is from the beneficial prophetic methodology in teaching. So this is a good way, and it causes the student to pay attention and to listen and to wait for the response, making him more engaged and ready to learn and to benefit. فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ مَا الْأُصُولُ الثَّلَاثَةَ التي يجب على الإنسان معرفتها. So if it said to you, what are the three fundamental principles that every individual must know? And that's an obligation for every person to know. فَقُلْ مَعْرِفَةُ الْعَبْدِ رَبَّهُ. Then you say in response that every person, he must know his Lord. وَدِينَهُ. And likewise his religion and way of life. وَنَبِيَهُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. And his prophet Muhammad صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. This is the three fundamental principles. And then he moves on now to discuss them one by one, beginning with the head of them and the most important of them, and that is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know your Lord. فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ مَنْ رَبُّكَ. So then if it's said to you, who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? فَقُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ. Then you say, my Lord is Allah. الَّذِي رَبَّانِي وَرَبَّى جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعَمِهِ هُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَى. You say, in response to this question, that my Lord is Allah, the one who has created me and nourished me and provided for me and sustained me, and likewise created, nourished, and provided and sustained for the entire creation with his blessings and his bounties and his favors, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَى. And he is the one whom I worship, and I do not worship anyone besides them. So the response is that my Lord is Allah, the one who has created me, the one who has nourished me, nurtured me, and the one who provides for me and sustains me, the one who takes care of me and protects me, and the one who keeps me safe and out of danger. And whenever I'm in harm, I call on him and he protects me. And whenever I fall ill and sick, I call on him and he cures me by his power and authority, his mercy and grace. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's my Lord, the one who created me, the one who provides for me, the one who sustains me. And likewise, he is the Lord of all of the creation, the one who created and provides and sustains all of the creation in entirety by his blessings and his favor. By his blessings and his favor. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِّعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah, he says, and whatever you have of blessing, then indeed it's from Allah. So therefore, based upon that creed, وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَهُ. Therefore, he is my God whom I worship. He is the one whom I worship. He is the true God, and he is the one whom I worship, and I do not worship anyone else. Meaning I devoted all my actions of worship to him because he alone is my creator and provider and sustainer. He is the one who has nurtured me in the entire creation. He is the one who is helping me and protecting me. So therefore, I devote myself in worship and servitude to him alone, and I have no one else to worship besides him. Alhamdulillah. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. The evidence for this is the statement of Allah the Most High. And the evidence for this is the statement of Allah the Most High. We see again the beautiful methodology of al-mas'ala wa al-dalil, al-masail wa al-dalail, mentioning the issue and mentioning the evidence. And this is the proper way to learn and to understand the religion. You learn the issues of the religion and you learn the evidences and proofs, clarifying the truthfulness and the correctness of that. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the evidence is the statement of Allah the Most High, meaning the evidence that Allah is my Lord and the Lord of all things, because Allah is my creator and the creator of all things, because Allah, he is the cherisher and sustainer and nurturer of me and all things, is the Statement of Allah, the Most High, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and thanks belong to Allah, who is Rabb Al Alameen. He is the Lord of the Alameen. If we look in the translation of Dr. Muhsin Khan and Sheikh Taqiyuddin Al Hilali, Rahimahum Allahu Ta'ala, they say here, the Alameen, what is the Alameen? They mentioned in their translation, Al-Alamin, mankind, jinn, and all that exists. All praise and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, meaning the Lord of mankind and jinn and all that exists, the Lord of all of the creation in entirety. The Shaykh, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, to further clarify this sphere, وَكُلُّ مَا سِوَى اللَّهِ عَالَمٌ وَأَنَا وَاحِدٌ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْعَالَمِ وَكُلُّ مَا سِوَى اللَّهِ عَالَمٌ. This one we must make sure to pronounce it properly. وَكُلُّ مَا سِوَى اللَّهِ عَالَمٌ. We pronounce the lam here with a fatha. بارك الله فيكم. And everything besides Allah is from the world. It's from the creation. It's عالم. The word عالم with a fatha on the lam, it means the world. This is al-alam. We live in the alam. We live in the world. The alam. This is the world. Also, it means the creation. The creation. The creation. So we don't want to make a mistake and pronounce it with the kasra. The meaning changes. If we say alim with the kasra, that means a person of knowledge, like a scholar or someone who is well-rounded in a particular science. They call him alim because he has knowledge. But we're not talking about the alim. We're talking about the alam. The Adam is the world around us, the entire world around us. So Allah, He is Rabb al-Alameen, and He, all things, all of existence, everything, including mankind, jinn, and all that exists. So kullu ma siwa Allahi alam. So everything besides Allah is from the creation, is from mankind or jinn, or something that is from creation and has been brought into existence. So everything besides Allah is from the creation. So there is a creator, and then there is creation. And there is a provider and sustainer, and then there is that which is provided and sustained for. And there is a Lord, and a master, and an owner, and there are slaves. There are slaves and creations that are owned and cared for and nurtured and under the authority of the owner. So everything besides Allah is from the universe, it's from the creation. وَأَنَا وَاحِدٌ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْعَالَمِ. And I am one of the creation. And I'm one among these creations. So therefore Allah is my Lord. Because Allah is the Lord of all of creation. And I'm one of the creations from creation. So therefore Allah is my Lord. This is the aspect that the author is clarifying so that we understand this noble verse. That we all memorize and recite daily. Alhamdulillah. We said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and thanks is to Allah, and He is the Lord of the Alameen, the Lord of all mankind, all of the jinn, everything that exists, the heavens and the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, everything in existence besides Allah. Allah, He's the Lord of that. So in existence, we have two things. We have the creator and we have the creation. So the creation is called Al-Adam. So Allah, He's the Lord of the Alameen, of all of the creations, all of the worlds, the world of mankind, the world of jinn, the ocean world and the ocean life, the plant life and the insect life. And if you study in science classes with a person of Tawheed, you will benefit in a great manner. You have the animal kingdom and you have the ocean life and you have this life and you have that life. Subhanallah, so many amazing creations and the ecosystem and the likes like this. All of this is clarifying the great creation, the diversity of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, He is the one who created all of these things in the ocean, in the ground, in the trees, in the air. This is in this life. Even there's creations likewise in the heavens, creations of angels and affairs of the unseen. Allah, He is the one who has created all of these things. subhanahu wa ta'ala, and given all of them their shape and their form, and he is the one who brought them into existence, and he is the one who is providing for them and sustaining them. So all of this creation and all of these things, this is from the alameen. So from the alameen are human beings, and I'm a human being, so are you. So therefore we're from the alameen, and Allah, he's telling us that he's the Lord of the alameen. And the Shaykh, he's telling us that Allah, he's the Lord of all the worlds, and we're one of those things that's from the worlds. And we're one of those things that's from the creation of this world. So therefore, he's our Lord too. So therefore, he is our Lord too, because he's the Lord of all things that are created. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are from those things that have been created. Meaning we are from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. He created us. He provides for us and he sustains us. And the proof for this is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And to emphasize this affair, this is why we worship him alone. Wa huwa ma'budi. And he is the one whom I worship, and I do not have anyone to worship besides him, because he is the one who's created me, and no one else created him, created me besides him, and no one else created me besides him. He is the one who provides for me, and no one else provides for me besides him. And I cannot have any good or be protected from any harm if he does not allow and permit and decree. So therefore, I put my trust and my faith, and I put my hope and my love in my Lord, the one who provided, the one who created me and provides for me, the one who has given me eyesight and hearing and the ability to think. He is my Lord. He is my Rabb. He is my Lord. He is my Rabb. This is such a beautiful creed. Alhamdulillah. Alladhi hadana li hada. Wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. All praise and thanks to Allah, the one who has guided us to this. And we can never be guided to this if it was not for the guidance of Allah. So we thank Allah for guiding us to Tawheed and for guiding us to the proper creed, Alhamdulillah, and for guiding us to the Sunnah and the way of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The author, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, فَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ. Now another question arises, and this is very beautiful likewise. And now if someone were to say to you and ask you, بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ, how do you know your Lord? How do you know your Lord? This is a very beautiful question. First, who is your Lord? My Lord is Allah. My Lord is Allah, the one who has created me and provided me and nourished me, sustained me. Therefore, I worship him. And I do not worship anyone besides him. And he is the Lord of all of creation. And I'm from creation. So therefore, he's my Lord too. Okay. Alhamdulillah. That's correct. Then how do you know your Lord? How do you know your Lord? What is the response? The Shaykh, he says, Rahimahullah. فَقُلْ بِآيَاتِهِ وَمَخْلُقَاتِهِ. I know my Lord by his signs and by his creations. Allahu Akbar. I know my Lord by his signs and by his creations. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرِ وَمِنْ مَخْلُقَاتِهِ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبَعِ وَالْأَرَاضُونَ السَّبَعِ وَمَا فِيهِنَّ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. The Shaykh, he says, if it's said to you, how do you know your Lord? Then you say in response, through his signs and through his creations. Among his signs are the night and the day and the sun and the moon. These are from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. And his creations are the heavens. And his creations are the seven heavens and the seven earths and whatever is within them and between them. The night and the day and the sun and the moon are likewise the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the seven heavens and the seven earths and that which is within them and that which is between them is likewise from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that which is most apparent and seen from the great signs of the majesty and glory and command and authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the night and the day, because it's alternating in such a beautiful manner. The night comes gradually and slowly, and then the daytime comes gradually and slowly, and every day is a new day, and every night is a new night. And the deeds of yesterday are not the deeds of today, and the deeds of last night are not the deeds of tonight, and we don't know if we'll make it to tonight, but we hope that we will. We don't know what happened today, but we hope good from Allah, and we strive and we'll make effort. All of this is from the amazing signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the amazing signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sun and the moon, how they follow, how they move and in orbit, and they flow in such a peaceful and beautiful manner, and one does not precede the other. And they come and they go in the most beautiful way with the greatest harmony and beauty. Alhamdulillah. القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبح. الله أكبر. So these are from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the creation around us likewise. This is all from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. So from here, Barakallahu Fikum, we discuss the issue of the signs of Allah, which is from the most beneficial discussions and topics, and from the most beneficial knowledge to learn and to benefit from, and to learn and to reflect and to ponder and to think deeply about the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal is a daily methodology for a believer, young and old. For a believer, young and old, every day pondering and reflecting and thinking deeply about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people of knowledge, they mention in clarification of this issue, ayatullah, ayatullah. We see this often, ayatullah. The word ayat is the plural of ayah. Ayatun, ayatun. So Allah, He has ayat, signs. But the word ayah, it is from those words in the Arabic language that are rich, has many meanings. So the word ayah, it could mean verse, or it could mean proof, or it could mean evidence, or it could mean sign, or it could mean miracle. It has all of these different meanings: evidence, proof, sign, miracle, verse. These are from the meanings of the word ayah. So this is from the beauty of the Arabic language and the richness of the Arabic language. But what we're referring to now, the ayat, ayatullah, is just that they are signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, but also they are proofs and evidences indicating the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal and the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal and the perfection of the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, of His mercy and His knowledge, that His knowledge and mercy has encompassed all things subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are in two categories. The first category is that which the author is referring to here. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَكَ بِمَا عَرَفْتَ رَبَّكَ. If it said to you, how do you know your Lord? فَقُلْ بِآيَاتِهِ وَمَخْلُقَاتِهِ. From His signs and from His creation. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ. And from the signs, I mean not all of the signs, but from them, is the night and the day. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. And the sun and the moon. وَمِنْ مَخْلُقَاتِهِ السَّمَاوَاتُ سَبْعُ وَالْأَرَضُونَ سَبْعُ وَمَا فِيهِنَّ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And from His creations is the seven heavens and the seven earths and that which is in them and that which is between them, and that which is between them. So here we have what is called an ayat, al-ayatu al-kawniyya. Al-ayatu al-kawniyya. These are called universal signs. Universal signs, al-ayatu al-kawniyya. Universal signs. And they're also known as al-ayat al-mashhuda. Al-ayat al-mashhuda. The al-ayat al-kawniyya, they are universal signs. Signs that we witness and see in the universe. And therefore, they're called al-ayat al-mashhuda. The ayat, the signs that are witnessed. They're witnessed. The people, they witness them around them. So these are the universal signs that are seen in the creation. And they're witnessed by the people. They see them. They experience them. They live amongst them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. That indeed we're going to show them our signs in the creation and the universe around them and in their own souls until it's clear to them that it is the truth. Meaning that the Quran is the truth, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the truth, and that Allah azza wa jal, He is Rabbul Alameen, and He alone is worthy of worship, and La ilaha illallah is the truth. Hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu alhaq. Until it's clear to them that it is the truth. So there are signs in the creation around us, there are signs in the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon, and the alteration of night and day, and the trees and the birds and the plants and the seeds and the crops and the fruits and the vegetables and the herbs and the life in our food. There are great signs. There are great signs in the food that we eat, where it comes from, how the different plants and vegetables and fruits, some of them are sweet and some of them are bitter and some of them are green and some of them are yellow and some of them are red, some of them are even other colors likewise. And Allah, He mentioned about these different vegetations, yusqa min ma'in wahid, it's all given drink from one water. So the water is one, but the plants and the crops are different colors and different flavors and different shapes and different types, Allahu Akbar, different nutrients, different benefits coming from each one. And these things, they used to be seeds in the ground, seeds in the ground, and the rain comes from the sky and goes in the ground. And then the seed that is dead, it's not alive, it splits and comes to life, and then it goes up and it pierces the surface, and the sunlight comes with heat by the permission of Allah, and Allah, He causes it to grow. And He raises it and nurtures it, just like the author, he says, وَرَبَّ جَمِيعَ الْعَالَمِينَ بِنِعْمِهِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. And He cultivates and nurtures the entire creation with His blessings. And He saw these plants, they used to be dead, and then they come alive. And then from that plant, other plants come alive likewise by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the animals, they come and they eat the plants. And then we benefit from the animals and their hide and their skin and their meat and their milk and so many other great benefits. All of this is around us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Looking around, if you like to eat chicken, for example, the chicken is alive. One moment it's alive, it's flying, it's laying eggs. One time it's hungry and the life's like this, or maybe it gets scared. And the next thing you know, he's on your plate and he tastes so delicious. Allahu Akbar. Allah, He is the one who has provided these things for us. These are the signs of Allah. فَلْيَنْظُرْ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ. Let the human being look at his food. Look at your food. Inna sababna al-ma'a sabba thumma shaqaqna al-ardha shaqqa. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, we send the water from the sky, and then we cause the earth to split, and we bring from there different type of fruits. All of this is from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the signs of His supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom, the signs that He has the ability to do all things, and from the signs that Allah has encompassed all things in mercy, that He's the most kind, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He provides for whom He wills from His creation without measure, tabarak wa ta'ala. So these are from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is how we know Allah, from al-ayat al-kawniyya. Al-ayat al-kawniyya. They're also known as al-ayat al-mashhuda. Also, in our own souls, we see in ourselves, in our brothers, in our sisters, and the likes are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how our feet, they're growing. We're not even doing anything. Our feet, whenever we're little, they're getting bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden we have to get new shoes. And all of a sudden the shirt's too tight. You got to get a new shirt because you're growing and you're getting bigger. How is that? How is that? That's because Allah Azza wa Jal, He's nurturing you. Allah Azza wa Jal, He's cultivating you. Allah Azza wa Jal, He's taking care of you and raising you in the most beautiful manner, providing for you and sustaining you and granting you provision and making it beneficial for you so that you're strong and that you're growing. So that you're strong and that you're growing. And just like the way your body grows, whenever likewise you have a wonderful mother and father who's upon the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they're also cultivating you and raising you so that you're growing in your religion and that your faith is growing and your heart is becoming strong and you know all about Allah Azza wa Jalla, and He is the creator and He's above the heavens in the manner befitting His majesty. You're growing in this manner. This is all from the blessing of Allah and from the favor of Allah and from the signs of Allah, indicating the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then how do we know our Lord? We know our Lord from His signs. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has signs in the creation. Your hands are a sign. Your eyes are a sign indicating the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at your eyes. You can see things in your ears and you can hear things inside your ear. There's like little mechanisms and there's little pieces that work together that are so tiny and intricate. But by the permission of Allah, these things move in harmony and you can hear what I'm saying. Allahu Akbar. And then you have a mind and you can think and you can reflect, and the hearing that you hear, it goes into your heart and you benefit from that, and you reflect and you
think, and you're able to determine if it's good and nice or if it's bad and evil and the likes like this. All of this is from the science of Allah. We have science in our own soul, in our own life, the food that we eat, in our environment. Great science, even in our homes, there's great science of the mercy of Allah. So, He didn't make us like animals living out there in the woods, and sleeping under the trees, or sleeping in the dirt. Rather, He has provided for us homes and dwellings that we have. And mashallah, and these days, many of them, they're very nice. And it's cold outside, but it's nice and warm inside. Alhamdulillah, this is from the blessing of Allah. This is from the favor of Allah. These are from the signs of Allah that He provides for us, that He sustains us, that He facilitates life for us, that He takes care of us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these are from the great signs of Allah. Al-ayat al-kawniyya. Al-ayat al-kawniyya, the universal signs. And they're also known as al-ayat al-mashhuda, because they're witnessed and you can see them. They're witnessed and you can see them. So a believer ponders and reflects over these signs daily. وَمَنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ. And likewise, from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, al-ayat al-shar'iyya. Al-ayatu al-shar'iyya, the legislative signs. The legislative signs. And these are the signs that have come in the revelation. These are the signs that have come in the revelation, namely in the Quran, but likewise in the Sunnah as well, because it is as well revelation. And no doubt there are great signs. There are great signs in the Sunnah, just as there are great and amazing signs in the Quran. And the ayat al-shar'iyya is in reference to the verses of the Quran, the signs in the Quran, and likewise signs in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're the legislative signs, and they're also known as al-ayat al-matluwa. Al-ayat al-matluwa, the signs that are recited, referring to the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal, the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are signs. They're called ayat. They're called ayat. Ayatun Qur'aniyya. This is in reference to the Quran. Ayatun Shar'iyya. Legislative signs, reference to the Quran and the Sunnah. And they're ayatun matluwa. They're ayat that you recite them. You recite them. And the author, he is mentioning some evidence in regards to this, clarifying some of these ayat matluwa that call us to ponder over an ayat al-mashhuda. And we see the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this affair, that the one who has created the creation around us, he is the one who has legislated the law and legislation of the Quran and the Sunnah. The one who has created the sun, moon, and stars, and is in command and authority over the heavens and the earth and alteration of night and day, he's the one who has revealed the Quran and the Sunnah. And he's the one who has sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's from the same Lord. So the Lord who has created the heavens and the earth, he is the Lord who has revealed the noble Quran and likewise revealed the guidance of the Sunnah. Alhamdulillah. So the author, he says, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَىٰ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ لَا تَسْجُدُوا لِلشَّمْسِ وَلَا لِلْقَمَرُ وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. And from among his signs, the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. Prostrate not to the sun nor the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun nor the moon. Do not prostrate to the sun nor the moon. Do not worship the sun nor the moon or anything else in creation. Do not prostrate and humble yourself with love and servitude and hope and trust and reliance and fear and sincere faith and devotion and absolute obedience to anything in the creation whatsoever. You do that for Allah alone, the one who created the creation. وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Rather, you prostrate and you bow down in worship and devotion, humble love and servitude to Allah alone who created them. If it's Him that you truly worship, if it's Him that you really worship. If you really worship Allah, then do not worship the creation along with Him. Do not call on the sun or the moon or the stars or the night or the day or anything else. Don't call on any prophets. Don't call on any angels. Just call on Allah. Don't call on the dead people in the grave. Some silly people, they do that. Astaghfirullah. And there are great signs indicating that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the one who's worthy of worship alone, because He is the one who's the creator of the creation alone. And He is the one who's the provider and the sustainer of His creation. And the most beautiful
and kind manner. So therefore, we should worship Allah alone. وَهُوَ مَعْبُودِي لَيْسَ لِي مَعْبُودٌ سِوَى. He is the one whom I worship, and I do not worship anyone but him. So the al-ayat al-shar'iyyah, al-ayat al-matluwa, the legislative signs, the signs that are recited, meaning the verses in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, they call us often to ponder and reflect over al-ayat al-kawniyyah, al-ayat al-kawniyyah, to realize that the one who created these signs, this creation around us, he alone is the one who's worthy of worship. The one who is providing for the creation around us, he alone is worthy of worship. The one who has shaped and formed the trees and cultivated and nourished the trees until they grow and they're so strong and they're so beneficial and high and they produce shade and homes and dwellings for different types of animals, squirrels and birds and insects and the lice that all live in the trees. And then some trees they have nuts and other trees they have fruits and they're all beneficial, and the nuts have so much good nutrients for human beings and for animals, and the fruits likewise have nutrients along with the fact that they're very sweet and tasty. Alhamdulillah. This is all from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, he calls us in his book to ponder over these signs. And then if we reflect and ponder over those signs and we look back into his book, we say, Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Rabbi Allah, Alladhi Rabbani wa Rabba Jami'il Alameen bi ni'amihi, huwa ma'budi laysa li ma'budi. We come back to the ultimate reality that my Lord is Allah, the one who created me, the one who provides for me and sustains me, the one who is nourishing me and nurturing me, and likewise all of the creation with his bounties and favors and blessings. He is the one that I worship, and I do not worship anyone except for him. I pray to Allah, I do not pray to the people or the creation. I call on Allah, I do not call on the people or the creation. I make salat for Allah, I do not make salat for the people or the creation. I recite the Quran for Allah, I do not recite the Quran for the people or the creation. I do not show off in my worship. I do the worship for Allah, because Allah, he's the one who created the people, and he's the one who's worthy of worship. So we don't do it for the people, we do it for Allah. We do the actions of worship for Allah. He is our Lord. We have no other Lord besides him. He is the one that we worship. We do not worship anyone else. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Also, as an evidence for this affair, the author, he says, Rahimahullah ta'ala, wa qawluhu ta'ala, as well. More evidence clarifying that Allah, he is the Lord, and that Allah, he is our Lord, that Allah, he is the Lord of all things, and included in that is us. Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah. These are the evidences for this. Wa qawluhu ta'ala, inna rabbakum Allah, الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين. And he's saying, the Most High, indeed your Lord is Allah. من ربك? Allah is telling you right here, Allahu Akbar, directly in these ayat matluwa, this tremendous and most beautiful ayah in Surah Al-A'raf. Allah is telling you, Inna Rabbakum Allah, Inna Rabbakum Allah, indeed your Lord is Allah. For anybody who used to have any doubts or misconceptions or they were not sure, this verse clarifies, Inna Rabbakum Allah, indeed your Lord is Allah. طيب, who is Allah? الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. He is the one who has created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then he rose over the throne in a manner befitting his majesty. يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا. He is the one who brings the night as a cover over the day, seeking it rapidly. But the daytime never catches up with the nighttime, and the nighttime never catches up with the daytime. And the nighttime and the daytime, they come in alteration in such a beautiful manner, not like a light switch. What would happen if Fajr came like a light switch? Or if Maghrib came like a light switch, all of a sudden it's pitch black out of nowhere. That's not the case. Rather, we get subtle warning. Like the night, the day is coming and it's all in its full brightness. And then in the afternoon, it starts to change. And the environment around us changes a little bit. You look in the sky, the sun is moving towards the horizon. And then finally, it starts to go down. And then it gets real bright and pretty. And then the darkness starts coming from the other side, little by little by little by little by little by little. And then it's nighttime. Allahu Akbar, this is from the beautiful creation around us. Huh?
يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا. And then he said, والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمري. And the sun and the moon and the stars are subject to his command. And they're moving according to his command. سبحانه وتعالى. ألا له الخلق والأمر. And his is the creation and command. And yeah, Allah, he is the creator. And he's created the creation. And Allah, he is the one who has legislated the legislation. He is the one who decrees and ordains that which will happen and occur. And he is the one who decrees and ordains that which is lawful and permissible. So Allah, he is the creator. And Allah, he is the one who has commanded and legislated the halal and the haram. تبارك الله رب العالمين. Blessed be Allah, the Lord of the alameen, the mankind, the jinn, and all that it exists, and all that exists. The author, he's clarifying a great benefit. Going back to the first point. Rabbi Allah, alladhi rabbani wa rabba jami' al-alameena bi ni'amihi huwa ma'budi laysa li ma'budun siwa. وَالرَّبُّ هُوَ الْمَعْبُودُ وَالرَّبُّ هُوَ الْمَعْبُودُ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمَ اللَّهُ إن ربكم الله. Indeed, your Lord is Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والرب هو المعبود. And the رب, the Lord, he is the one who is worshipped. He is the one who is worshipped. Yani meaning and right and in truth. So the رب, the creator, the provider, and the sustainer, سبحانه وتعالى, he is the one who is worshipped in truth. He is the one who is worthy of worship. The one who has created all things, the one who has brought everything into existence, and the one who has given everything its shape and its form, the one who is cultivating and raising and nourishing this entire creation, the one who is providing and sustaining all that exists, the one who nothing happens in this creation except with his permission and command, the one who is alive and never dies, has the most beautiful names, lofty attributes of perfection with no deficiency whatsoever. Ar-Rabb huwa al-Ma'bud. He is the one who is worshipped, meaning worshipped in truth and rightfully. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the evidence for this is the statement of Allah the Most High. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, O mankind, اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Worship your Lord, the one who has created you and created those before you, so that you may become pious. Fear Allah and be righteous. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا. He is the one who has made the earth for you a resting place and spread out. It's vast and wide, and everything is already there. Whenever we are created and brought into this life, the chickens and the trees and the plants and the fish and the seas, all the good things of this life is already here. It's already here. Everything is furnished. It's already here and ready for us to benefit and to use. Alhamdulillah, it is Allah who has made the earth a resting place, wide and spread out, and furnished all this beautiful creation and things to benefit from and to utilize. And he is the one who has created the heavens above our head. The heavens above our head is like a canopy, meaning it's protecting us so things do not fall on our head. There's a great heavens above us, saqfan mahfuzah, a protecting canopy over our heads. The heavens and the sky and the clouds, this is all from the great signs of Allah. Likewise, and Allah, he sends rain from the sky. He sends water from the sky. The water is in the sky. The water that we drink, it comes from the sky above our heads. And if we were trying to go up there in a ladder or a helicopter to get some, we couldn't get it. Or if it starts coming, we try to climb up the mountain and get something up into the sky and turn it off. We can't turn it off. It's in the command of Allah. It's in the hand of Allah. The water that we drink and that we need to survive is coming from above our heads. Allahu Akbar. And then whenever the rain comes, it doesn't come like a water faucet or like a fire hose or like a garden hose. It comes out in little bitty drops, but it comes out so much that many times it turns into a flood. And that water that comes from the sky can be a means of blessing, and a means of mercy and goodness. And also, whenever the people are bad and they do not obey Allah, that same water can be a punishment and a means of retribution. Allahu Akbar, Allah, He has the command. Allah, He has the authority. Allah, He is the Lord. Allah, He is the one we must worship alone with no partners. He brings out from that water that He sends from the sky above our heads when it goes into the ground different fruits. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. He brings out by way of that water fruits, vegetables, vegetation, herbs, different crops, and wheats and grains and the likes like this. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, if that's the case, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not set up rivals with Allah in worship while you know. And while you know that He alone has the right to be worshipped. While you know that Allah alone, He's the one who does these affairs. Allah, while you know Allah alone, He's the Rabb. He's the one who has created and sustaining and providing for all things. So do not worship others along with Him. Do not worship somebody besides Him. Allahu Akbar. Allah, He's the one who's worthy of worship. قال ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى الخالق لهذه الأشياء هو المستحق للعبادة. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى that the creator of these things is the one deserving of worship. And that is no doubt the truth. The one who created all of these things, the one who created the earth and made it vast and spread out in a resting place, the one who has created the heavens and made it like a strong canopy above our heads, and the one who has sent the rain from the sky, and the one who causes the fruits to grow and the crops to flourish from below, and as a provision for us, no doubt, this is the one who deserves to be worshipped. So we go back to the initial issue, and that is, Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? You say, Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah. Alladhi Rabbani, the one who created me, nourished me, and sustained me. Likewise, created, nourished, and sustained the entire creation with His blessings and favors. And He is the one whom I worship. I do not worship anyone besides Him. The Rabb, the creator, the provider, the sustainer, He is the one who's worthy of worship. He is the one who's worthy of worship. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.